The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, tentatively, she approaches her fiancé. She has a delicate matter to raise. She would like to invite her ex-boyfriend to the wedding. What should the answer be? And if you are the ex and the invitation arrives, what should you do? Well, I'm joined now by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Should you stay in touch with your ex to the point that you might even be invited to the wedding?
Which is kind of, I just thought it was a very interesting little dilemma because it brings up a lot of things, doesn't it? I think myself, in simple terms, I think that when things are over, they should be over. I think it's better for everybody, the new partner, for the person themselves, and indeed for people around them who don't have to navigate all these complex little awkward moments. So the wedding, or a wedding being obviously a big one of them. But I think that there's a kind of other things in it as well. Like, why would you want your ex there? That's an important question. In this dilemma that came up, they had stayed in a kind of a friend group, yeah, which we all understand there could be a big extended friend group, and their parents were friends. Now, I mean, you, me, at our age, we've all been in those kind of situations, but you have to let the friendships that your children end, or the romances that they end, you really do have to, I think, participate in that as well, in letting it go. Not, I mean, I wouldn't actively keep up a friendship with the parents of somebody who was an ex in my own, you know, children's lives. So I think there's something that's a little bit all too close for me to seem healthy.
Now, the issue of the green-eyed monster raising its head. So, you know, you have someone coming to the wedding with whom your soon-to-be spouse was intimate with.
How is that? How does that work? And how is that comfortable for anyone? And how is that sort of in the right, I think, sort of spirit of the day, which is that for this guy and this girl, this day, all eyes are on them. All love is towards them. And it's kind of an uncluttered love, isn't it, that happens at weddings. It's a very uncomplicated thing. We try and make it a very uncomplicated thing. So I think if you are that ex, whether you're male or female, and you are invited, I think that really the responsibility is perhaps on yourself to make the right decision.
So someone might invite you out of a sense of maybe some misguided sense of duty, but if you get that invitation, you say no.
I think the right thing to do is to say no, not in any curt way or anything, but just to make a very nice, acceptable excuse and say, listen, you know, we love seeing each other and everything, you know, all of that. But for the day, actually, I'd planned a holiday and I'm off. I think that helps people. And I think deep down, people would be happier that the ex is not around. And I think it's up to her or him to recognize that fact.
Now,
I think that's
suppose
important.
It's, you know, someone wanting to rub the ex's nose in it. See the guy I've bagged now, you loser.
Yes.
You know, there could be an element of that.
There could be an element of that. But I think, you know, those feelings should be well gone by the time you're moving into the marriage stage of it, I think. So there's two things. Like, if you're over the person and that person has really properly moved into your past, then why would you want them there? Okay. If you want them there, then I would say there are some unrequited sort of feelings. Now, they may not be feelings of love. As you say, there may be feelings of annoyance or irritation or anger at how it ended, but there is something there to be worked out. To me, it seems to me that if you don't invite the person and you don't want them around you, it tells me that you've moved forward, moved on, you're in a clearer space.
But is time the great healer? I mean, if it's someone you had a relationship with 10 years ago, and now that the time has come and there's been a kind of peripheral contact and just under the old Pals Act, you get an invitation 10 years on.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes 10 years perhaps seems even a little bit more, but or it could be, you know, more than that again, where the ex that you were with has completely joined up and made a new big relationship. But this was an impression in this moral dilemma was that wasn't the case, that this person may have been coming to this wedding on their own. I think if your ex is in a whole new relationship, a big love, a big settled, that does make a difference, I think, for sure.
But the new partner of the ex then is going to the wedding, you know, as the plus one. and is casting eyes on perhaps the person that your man held a candle for. And, you know, comparisons are odious.
Comparisons are odious. They're not that comfortable. I think that, you know, you say time is a healer, and it is, and time, you know, kind of matters in this context. But I think distance matters just as much as time. And I'm a great believer in, you know, create that distance. It doesn't mean that you can't be friends and work within that group a little bit, but you have to be mindful of stepping out of it and moving forward. And remember, friends groups are very seldom absolutely equal. They're usually somebody's friends first, and then somebody comes into that friendship group. Yeah. So if they are your, you know, if they're your boyfriend's friends initially, really it is your job to step back from that. Or equally, you know, if it's your girlfriend's group, I think it's up to you to step back.
Finally, Stephanie, if there are children involved, if you've had a child with the previous, the ex, that changes
hugely
the whole
different
dynamic. Yeah.
Hugely different context, but you will notice, you know, that ex-wives or ex-husbands don't tend to be invited to the wedding, even though the second wedding, even though there may be a lot of respect and a lot of mutual managing with children and managing all sorts of other complexities from the previous relationship or marriage, but they don't tend to be invited. Why? Because it's quite explicit, because it's a new love, it's a new time, it's an opportunity. You're giving the person in many ways, this new bride or new husband, an opportunity to have their day uncluttered by the complexities of the past.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.